The narrator recalls three meetings with colorful characters, Poonin and Babarin. When the author was 12 years old, his grandmother hired Babarin. Poonin lived with him. He was well educated and went to seminary. Then he went down, but Babarin helped him to return to a virtuous life. Babarin soon calculated the ladder, and the friends left. The second meeting took place 7 years later. The author's classmate Tartov introduced him to his lover, Muse Pavlovna. She lived in the house of Panin and Babarin as a pupil. But now the old man wants to marry her. Muse ran away to Tartov. Another 12 years passed. The author got to the funeral of Poonin. Behind his coffin walked his friend. Muse left Tartov, she returned to Babarin and became his wife. But he was arrested for free thinking and exiled to Siberia. The Muse went with him. Another 12 years later, in 1861, a letter came from Muse. She wrote with what jubilation perceived the abolition of serfdom Babarin. But he caught a cold and died at the age of 67. Muse wrote that she would remain in Siberia to continue his work.